today, we have a couple musicians that are a portion of a group that hopefully you'll have a chance to hear if you haven't already. The group is Granddad Childs, and today we've got a couple members of the group, Evan and John, and we'll sort of call them Granddad Childs Unplugged for today. We'll get a chance to have you meet both of them in just a moment. You're there, and we just go into your first song whenever. What do you want to open up with?
You know, I think we're going to open up with a song called Terracotta Skyline.
Jimmy never really let me play, cause said the world wouldn't get in my ways. I was born a little out of my mind, but no, that don't mean I won't shine my light. I see a terracotta skyline. Keep it steady, gonna go and make your move, baby. I see a terracotta skyline. Keep it steady, come in with these blues. We keep it steady, come in with these blues. Yeah, we keep it steady, come in with these blues. And everybody wanna make that cheddar, spread wings and learn how to fly. I could never really climb the ladder, but Lord, I could show you how to walk the line. I see that terracotta skyline. Keep it steady, gonna go and make your move, baby. I see that terracotta skyline. Keep it steady, come in with these blues. Keep it steady, come in with these blues. Keep it steady, come in.
Evan Pearson and John Rushlander. It's nice when you end at the same time. John, I'm going to start with you. Tell me a little bit about yourself, when you came to Pittsburgh, or maybe you're a native. I don't know.
I grew up...
hang on, I'll wait till we get you on mic here. Okay.
I grew up here in Pittsburgh, and after high school, I left. I did 4 years in the Army. And did a tour, and I came back, and I started to kind of perform a little bit, you know. Used to just write a lot in my, just kind of by myself or whatever, you know. And when I got out, started hitting up little open mics and stuff like that, more acoustic stuff, and bounced around a little bit. Ended up in Chicago for a little while, played some blues clubs out there. From there, it was New Orleans. I was down there kind of doing the same thing, and then I sort of ran out of money and good luck, and came back to Pittsburgh.
You played till the money ran out.
Yeah. And well, I linked up with Evan here, and our bassist Tyler, and started a trio.
That's great. And that is
Granddad Childs.
Granddad Childs, which is a great name. if anything, it teaches you how to spell granddad. I had to think for a minute, just how many D's are there at granddad?
Yeah, that's a common question.
I'll bet. Did you make music while you were in the Army? Did you have a chance?
I played a lot of guitar. That's whenever I really kind of got obsessed about the instrument, you know?
That's kind of what I inferred from the way you told your story, and I was curious, were you overseas?
Yeah. I did one tour to Iraq, and I was actually able to even play over there. Bought a beat-up acoustic guitar over there from, you know, some bass that we were on, and got to actually play quite a bit on our free time, which was cool. And of course, back in the barracks, on stateside, I was stationed in El Paso.
Yeah, and thanks for your service.
It was a great experience. It really was.
Yeah, and it a lot of you know Woody Guthrie played a lot when he was in the Merchant Marines, and it tells some great stories about doing that. And there's other musicians. It's real evidence that how a musical instrument can be a companion and a friend and it's sort of a constant in your life.
Yep.
To think that, you've I don't know if it's that guitar that was in Iraq or El Paso. Probably not.
No. This is actually. Mr. John Binley's guitar.
Oh, that's right. We have a guitar loaner today.
Yes,
we should
this is
thank
Mr.
John.
Binley's guitar. Yes.
We should thank John for that. I forgot about that.
Yep.
We're happy to be able to oblige with a good guitar today for you. Not that you don't have a good guitar.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let's meet Evan a bit. Tell me about yourself, Evan.
Well, I am a native of Pittsburgh. I've been here most of my life. Typically, I play the drum kit. That's my favorite. I mean, I play a little bit of a couple different instruments, but drum kit's my favorite. I just kind of bought this djembe I got here today so that me and John could experiment a little bit with some acoustic stuff.
That's cool.
Kind of like that. So, but it's been fun doing that.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Upper St. Clair. Currently, I live in Carnegie, which is actually the same place we rehearse. We rehearse in my basement in my apartment.
So good place.
Yeah, but I linked up with him down at Point Park University, where we went to school together for a little bit, and they have a student-run record label down there called Pioneer Records, and we sign an artist every year that's a student. We signed John. I wanted to play drums in a band again, and I was like, this guy's awesome. I gotta link up with him, so I linked up with him and Tyler, who also worked for Pioneer Records at the time, and we started the group through there. So.
That's great. I didn't realize. I'll bet Greg Joseph is involved with that. That makes total sense.
I actually recorded with Greg Joseph at one point.
Yeah, Greg's from the Clarks.
Yeah.
He, I know he's an adjunct, if not a full faculty member there. He might be on faculty full time.
Right. Yeah, I know he works there. I'm not sure what his status is.
But it's cool to get that real experience, you know, mm-hmm. of and you learn about how record labels and promoters and club managers are really all there to benefit the art of your music.
Absolutely,
I'm saying that with my tongue in my cheek
right. Yeah, we got a great teacher over there, Mr. Ed Travisseri.
Yeah,
you know, he's been all around the business, so
yeah, actually, like anywhere else, there's really great folks, and there's others, but I know in talking with so many musicians over the years, you know, you can't feed a family on exposure or complimentary tickets, and I think actually. Younger musicians, I think, are getting more and more hip to not being exploited when they play. I don't know if you've sensed that or not, but there seems to be a lot more sensitivity. And I hope we're turning around a little bit in terms of honoring people that create music.
Oh yeah, I would agree for sure. I've been gigging and playing around since I was about, I'd say like 8th grade to like 14th, 15th. And I got to say that in Pittsburgh in particular, I haven't really played anywhere else, but the scene has gotten a lot friendlier and more musician forward, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I do sense that. John, where did you go to high school?
I went to high school at Riverside High School. It's about 40 minutes north of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm trying to, what town is that?
It's like Beaver Falls, Elwood City.
Oh, okay. I know where it is right now. Well, it's always good to place people, especially because we got folks listening from all over the area. Mm. If you're just joining us, we have two-thirds of Granddad Child with us. They're playing acoustically today. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about where you can hear them live and what they're up to in terms of recordings or other places you can hear their music. But why don't we hear another song? What would you like to do next?
This one's called Reaper Man.
I'd summon a sea, I'd stir me up a hurricane to make y'all believe. I'd have magic spells and wishing wells, yeah, y'all would dig on me. Well, if I was a devil, I'd change the game. To say, I'd stir me up a hurricane to make y'all believe. I'd have magic spells and wishing wells, yeah, y'all would dig on me.
Evan Pearson and John Rush with Reaper Man. I liked like that song a lot. John Rushlander.
We actually got to play that on DVE yesterday morning.
Nice. You played that in Randy's coffee house segment. Yeah. That had to be kind of cool to listen to. Did they put a video up of that for you to look?
They did. It's on their Facebook page.
They've been, and I don't mind talking about other radio stations. Randy, he's done a good job with local music in particular. They've done more than lip service to local music, which is a great thing. So are you playing out anywhere soon where people can come and hear you? I know you'll be, I suspect, a little more electric. You'll have a full drum kit.
Yes,
you'll probably have an electric guitar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then your other
member, he plays an electric bass.
Electric bass. Where will you be playing?
Our next show is Mr. Smalls.
Well, actually, we're doing a little event on Halloween for Point Park students, and that's going to take place in the Playhouse. I don't know if that's open to people who aren't Point Park students or not, but The next public gig I know we're playing is we're playing the little Funhouse venue at Mr. Small's.
Excellent. Is that later this month?
November 4th. November
okay.
4th so it's actually a free event too. So.
And that's great. What's the best way for people to keep track of where you're playing?
I'd say go on, like us on Facebook. We're always posting stuff on there. Granddadchilds.com.
I think we've linked to both. So granddadschild.com or Facebook.
Yeah.
You can find them. Have you guys recorded yet?
Yeah, we did a little, like a mini EP sort of thing.
Yeah, we kind of went in and it was kind of a pretty quick process, but we wanted to get something down in order to kind of present the clubs and stuff.
I shouldn't have said yet, as if that's the goal of every group. There are some that don't want to record at all, although like you were saying, you probably generally need something to show people.
Yeah, it's kind of that. But the more that we play out, the more that I do kind of, because, you know, I'm me especially, because I haven't been gigging as long as Evan, and I'm still really learning the ropes and stuff like that, especially playing in a band and kind of hitting the scene. I don't know. I almost feel like it's not totally necessary to have recordings, you know, especially on a small little town like Pittsburgh. It's like word of mouth. You do a good job at a club and kind of, you know, get into other doors and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. There are bands, and then the Pittsburgh scene right now, in particular, bands like The Common Heart. I'm sure if anybody's familiar with local music of Pittsburgh right now, those guys are just releasing an album now, and they were out for 3 years, and they opened up at Stage AE to like a full crowd before that and all that. So they've been doing pretty well for themselves.
Kind of a testimony right there that you don't necessarily need reporting, but.
Yeah. Since both of you, at least I know Evan in particular, and maybe both of you, have pretty good knowledge of the music industry, you know, from a business standpoint. Are CDs or recordings that important for you in terms of income when you're out playing, having something to sell, or is it more general merch, do you think?
I think on a local level, CDs are a really cool merch tool. A lot of like different things have proven that like you can like give those free download cards and tell people to go on your website. But a lot of the time, unless they really like you, they're not going to go out and do that. So the best way to get your music into people's hands when you're a younger band, I would say, is that physical CD. Plus, I think people think it's cool, you know, to support like a local band that they really like and have a physical product to come out of it with. So
yeah, I think you're right. And I'm always curious to talk about things like this. I get sent a lot of download links, and it's we like to get music digitally.
Yeah,
and there are some services we use to get music digitally that represent lots of artists. But if I get a card or one off, I'm less likely to react to that as I might be to react to a CD.
Definitely.
And a CD, as long as it's out there physically in your line of vision, you're going to remember to listen to it as opposed to something that's buried in an email somewhere. Yeah. So that's good. Do you think you can, is Pittsburgh a town where you can make a living as a musician, do you think? That's an awfully loaded question. It all depends, right? We can ask members of the Pittsburgh Symphony that question.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
But I mean,
a strong opinion right now.
If you're able to, there's enough places to play. It's getting a little better. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The scene has definitely come up a lot. Like I said, from when I started gigging, even a lot of cool new venues, a lot of new promoters and things like that. And there's a lot of good music really coming out of the scene right now, which is helping it a lot that all these bands are hitting their stride. And it's making Pittsburgh look good. So a lot of musicians are coming here. Like Bentley, for example, he was from Nashville, right?
Well, I think he's from Pittsburgh originally.
Yeah, John. And we're talking about John Bentley, who manages our Youth Express program and works for SLV. John originally from Pittsburgh and went to Nashville. And then came back after about a year, a little over a year in Nashville. And great songwriter, great performer. Mm-hmm. Bentley Hardware Company is his band. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on community radio. Larry Berger here with you, along with Ricky Berger. Chad Green's doing a great mix. Amin is here from City Charter High School with us as an intern this semester. Evan Pearson on djembe, and John Rushlander playing guitar. They are granddad childs. Grant Webb, Sir Ness, extra S in there. No, got it all.
You got
Should've
it.
Should have quit yeah, while I was ahead. Grand, dad, child.
Yes.
Who picked it?
This
I like
guy.
It.
I picked that name, yeah.
It's a good name. You've got all sorts of relations. It's like a puzzle, you know? A grand and a dad and a child, all those things.
And to make it even more confusing, it's one word. So
band names are tough. And with a name like the Saturday Light Brigade, I'm never, ever going to poke at a band name. You pick what works. I like it.
Right.
What would you guys like to play next?
Crystal Ball.
Okay.
Crystal Ball. Here they are again, Evan Pearson, John Rushlander from Granddad Childs.
Tell me.
John Rushlander and Evan Pearson. Evan's like an Izanagembe. He's just, how do your hands feel? Okay.
Honestly, once you figure it out, you hit it in the right spot with your hands, it doesn't really hurt very much.
That's good. Because I've found I don't play drums very much anymore, but I did. That you do have to kind of get your hands acclimated when
absolutely.
You let go of the sticks.
Yep.
Find the sweet spots.
Definitely.
That song really showcased your guitar playing well, John. Are you self-taught? You're really have an original style to the way you play, and it's really fun to watch and to listen to.
Thank you.
And while we're in the let's congratulate John on all of his unique skills department, you have a great voice too. How did you develop your singing voice?
You know what? I never thought I would start singing. When I picked up a guitar, I just kind of wanted to play it and have that outlet. And started evolving and got to a point where I was playing and not really thinking about playing and started to write music to it. And it just kind of evolved from there, you know. As far as singing without the guitar, the guitar really kind of guides me along, you know, as far as where to go and what to do. You know, if I were to try to acapella something right now, you'd probably all leave the room. But when I have the guitar, it kind of helps me, you know, get there. So
yeah, I can, I definitely could see that. It's interesting you hit on something in terms of the way that you play. It seems very... the word I'm looking for, I don't want to say you're unaware. You just seem very natural, and you're just kind of like letting it go without thinking about it too much.
You know what,
much.
That's the best. Whenever I start thinking about things, that's whenever I don't play so well. So I'm, you know, and thank you for that. You know.
It's the same way when playing drums, too. The second I start thinking, that's usually when I mess up the beat.
I've mentioned this story before, but when I was a kid learning how to play drums, there were certain things, because I took some lessons, you know, and I would, you know, count notes in my head, like 1E and 2E and, you know, doing. And then I could never play very fast, and all my friends could. And what I realized is, oh, wait, you don't have to actually count those
right.
notes in your head as you play them. You don't have to give them all names. You can just, you know, put a drum all together with that. But that was like an epiphany to me. It never occurred to me that you could play that way.
Absolutely, yeah.
Are these all your songs that you've done?
Yes, so far, yeah. Other than, I think, did we start with Cross?
No, we haven't played that one yet.
Yeah, you played Terracotta and the Reaper.
Reaper and Crystal Ball. Yeah,
those are all his songs.
Yeah. Those are songs that I've written over the past few years.
Yeah, they sound great. I like they're really soulful, and they also have a nice lineage to some classic acoustic blues. I'm sure they sound great the way you normally do them too. But they're
it's a lot of fun. Again, this year playing with Evan and Tyler, it's the first time I got to really play in a band, and so much more dynamics and you know. Trying to learn and I guess, you know, bringing songs that you write solo to people, it's so much fun, you know.
I'm glad to hear you say it's fun. I would think is it challenging to try to get on the same page or to try to get
sometimes. I like to kind of keep it loose where it's like, you know, I look at it like if we're gonna all three create a painting, it's like I'm going to bring maybe a particular color to the party, and Evan's going to bring his color, and Tyler's going to bring his color, and we're going to have to, you know, make it work. And most likely we will make it work. Sometimes it might be a little bit, you know, I don't know, awkward or whatever, trying to know what colors to use.
Yeah,
right.
But it probably takes some patience too and open-mindedness.
Right, absolutely.
As you go through it. We early this morning, about 3 hours ago, we had members of a new music group, contemporary classical music group, and the composer, a composer was here that composes music for them. And I was thinking a lot about what it's like if you're writing for an orchestra, or in this case for about a dozen musicians, and they are essentially, you know, bringing to life what's in your head. And that's a tough thing to do, because it's a pretty intimate creation that you've put out there, and to get everybody to coalesce around it, it takes a lot of courage to do that. John Rauschlander, Evan Pearson here with us. We're going to hear two or three more songs. There's probably time for three. What would you like to do next?
I'm not sure. What are you feeling up to, Evan?
I'm trying to think.
Evan's going to say, I'll do the drum solo from Inagata De Vida.
I'm not the drum solo type per se.
No.
I just like to play very loud. That's pretty much it. So this is a new experience for me with the djembe. But I don't know. What do you think about? You think we could do Horseman maybe?
Oh yeah, that'd be a good one to do.
Get that one. Headless Horseman.
Yeah, good call.
All right, give that one a shot.
Thank you.
waiting for the champagne note at the end there.
Oh, wait, hold on.
There it is.
That's how you know.
Got it. That's in this one. It's a little harder without symbols for me to end with one of those things.
That Evan Pearson and John Rushlander singing and playing. And really, these are very well-crafted songs and nice to listen to. I think you should record, because one thing about your songs is they're worth listening to, you know, multiple times. And I mean that by way of saying just to hear the words. There's some intricacies to your writing that are good that'll just hold up to a lot of repeated listening. Mm-hmm. What's your writing? You mentioned, I get the feeling you noodle around on the guitar first, and then words will come to you.
I usually kind of create an arrangement instrumentally, and then it just kind of summons an idea, you know, probably very relative to something that's I'm feeling or whatever, you know. But it usually goes from there, you know.
Are you sometimes surprised at what comes out in terms of themes or
words? Sometimes I get a little bit surprised and a little bit, you know, wondering, you know, is it me writing it?
Yeah.
Like, what's coming, you know, what's happening? But yeah, you know, it's I'm really fortunate to be able to kind of come up with words that sort of fit, at least in, you know, according to what I want it to, what I want the song to sort of display or be, you know.
That's good. I mean, not everybody's got a different process.
Right.
Do you find yourself ever without a guitar and some idea strikes you that you really feel you've got to, like, you know, get
you know
to
what?
A guitar?
I was talking to one of my friends about my girlfriend, and I told him that she's a windy road of a woman, and I said that to him, and he said, "Johnny, that sounds like a song," and that was recently. I may incorporate something like that in a song.
I like it. I mean, that's a great phrase.
Yeah, I'd say so. I haven't heard that one, John.
Yeah,
that's
a good
one.
Windy road
of a woman. Nobody take that. That's John's. That's
trademark.
Yeah. What's her first name?
Her name?
Yeah.
Her name's Lauren.
Lauren. Yeah. Windy. I was hoping Lauren's a fine name, but her name was like Wendy or some sort of onomatopoetic.
Yeah,
that
would've been nice.
Or not onomatopoetic, alliterative.
Alliteration, yeah.
Windy road of a...
I'm actually pretty proud of that last one we just played, Headless Horseman. I came up with the title of that. He wrote
the
song
nice.
Around it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we, a lot of the time when, especially with the arrangements, he'll come to rehearsal with a progression of sorts, and he'll just play it, and we'll mess around. We'll let it go. Like, sometimes we'll go for like 20 minutes on like the same like progression and just kind of mess it around. And when we were done playing that one, the one day I was like, I just imagine like this Headless Horseman, like... ride down
yeah,
the
he's like, I picture a horseman riding in the battle, and I was like, I can see that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And then we were kind of pressed on, had some shows coming up and wanted some new material, so it was like, I'm going to go off of that theme. You know?
I like it. Yeah. Evan, remind me not to lie in the grass looking at clouds with you. I'm afraid. Hey, look up there.
For sure.
Evan Pearson and John Rushlander here. Two-thirds of Grand Dad Childs. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Depending on length, we have time. I'm forgetting your songs are a little longer. We probably have time for one or two more. We have about 6 or 7 minutes of radio time left. And I'll leave it up to you guys. One thing that's great about live radio is we get to improvise a little bit together.
Right.
Sure. What would you like to do next?
I think we should do Crossroads. Crossroads sounds cool.
Crossroads.
A classic, Robert Johnson.
Yeah.
You were warming up with that earlier, and it sounded awesome.
Yeah,
I would love to hear you guys do that song. Yeah.
That song's pretty cool, special to us, too, because one thing we like to do when we go out and play is we pretty much We meet around, we talk around with the other bands. We pick our favorite like guitar player from the other bands, and we always have someone come up and play this one with us.
Like last night, we did it at James Street with Melinda
Calazi,
who's an amazing singer.
Yeah.
Her guitar player. We were opening up for them last night, and their guitar player Christian came up and played Crossroads with us. So.
Yeah.
That's a great song. I want to thank you guys for being here today.
Thank you.
I hope we'll get to see you again soon. We've been talking about your bass player. We haven't mentioned him by name. Who is?
Tyler.
Tyler.
His name's Tyler, yeah.
Okay, so just give him some cred here as part of the band Granddad Child.
Absolutely.
And, look for them on Facebook. And they have a gig at Point Park, but probably the most significant one coming up in November at Small's Funhouse, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you can find their granddadschild.com, right?
Yeah.
Granddadchild.com.
Yep.
We got to do something about that name.
Just register them all.
GDC. Just GDC.
There you go. Granddad Childs is good. It's a nice boutique name. I like it.
Yeah. Just usually takes a few minutes to figure out.
Thanks again for being here, and here's Robert Johnson's Crossroads.
Yeah.
I'ma take my riders by my side. I'm headed down to Rosedale, and I'ma take my riders by my side. And you can still bail out on the river side. Thank you. on, son. Go and tell my friend Willie Brown. Run, you can run, son. Go and tell my friend Willie Brown. I'm standing at the crossroads. I believe I'm sinking down. I'm standing at the crossroads. I believe I'm sinking down.
There we go. Thank you. You guys were a lot of fun. Evan Pearson, John Rushlander, look for Granddad Childs coming up wherever you are at a local venue near you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.